Welcome to the Full 360 with Robin and John.
All right, Robin, I'm going to do a little sharing in this episode.
Oh, some sharing. Okay.
Well, I mean, I'm ready. We've already explored and shared the fact that, you know, you suffer from misophonia.
Yes.
I also do a little bit, the disorder. I'm pretty sure that I have toxoplasmosis, the kitty mind control parasite, but, you know.
I know I do.
Well, you love the cats, so there's a really good
chance. I do love the cats. Yeah, cats are awesome.
Do you love the smell of cats?
Well, we're talking about toxoplasmosis, so let's be clear. I love cats. I don't know that I've ever smelled a cat. Do cats have an odor?
I'm sure they do. Maybe you just don't realize it, but when you're stroking that cat, you're like feeling good, but you're also enjoying the smell of it. Its scent, and that'll be the parasite being like, oh, yeah.
Well, see, don't ruin cats for me, John.
Okay, sorry. Well, anyway, we're sharing about me. I was making it all about you.
It's all good. I love it when it's all about me, John.
I found out about a new syndrome. Well, maybe you have this too. I found out about a new syndrome. Mm-hmm. And this is one that I had as a kid and that I actually still have to an extent. The acronym is AWS, and it stands for Alice in Wonderland Syndrome.
Now you're putting me on now.
No, it's legit. It's legit. Okay.
Okay.
So the experience.
All right.
So the experience is that you feel that your perception of your size gets larger or smaller compared to the things around you, or you feel that things around you get further away or closer to you. So it's a distortion of perception, both visually and in a felt sense, of the environment around you.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't laugh at your condition. You don't have this condition anymore, or this was a childhood malady that you...
Well, let's get into that in a minute. I'll just say basically the one...
You drink a lot of tea. I know that. So
Alice in Wonderland, right? Yeah. Right. Yeah, no, it comes from that whole, you know, eat me, she eats the cake, is it? And it makes her bigger. Yeah. And then she drinks the potion, it makes her smaller. When I was a kid, I had these experiences that I thought were kind of hallucinations, but I would lie in bed and I would feel the walls right next to me, the wall next to my bed, get further and further and further away. And then the ceiling would get further away and the whole room would stretch out further and further, almost to infinity. And I would be like floating in space. Yeah. Now that apparently is called teleopsia. And it is the experience of things moving away from you. Now they have connected it. So they've observed it in the brain as abnormal blood flow to the areas that process visual and sense of the environment. And unusual electrical activity in the brain. They've connected some of the cases to infections, head trauma, hallucinogenic drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's very much what it's sounding like.
Okay. So this was way back in the day. This is not a part of this story. But there's still so much unknown about it, and it's quite a rare condition.
Can I just say, if they would name all of the conditions something like Alice in Wonderland syndrome, I would. I mean, really, like they've dropped the ball on some of those. Like toxoplasmosis is a very interesting word, but it is hard to remember and at times hard to say. And I feel like Alice in Wonderland syndrome just sums it up beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, crazy cat syndrome you could call it, but. You know,
really dragging the cats down there by doing that, right?
It's not their fault. In fact, it's quite impressive that they use it like that. Yeah. Oh, so your question was, do I still have it? The weird thing is now is I can actually bring it on in myself. So I can, if I concentrate, if I sit still and, you know, maybe close my eyes, I can experience things shifting further and further away from me or closer to me. It's almost as though maybe, that experience, because it was present in me when I was very young, is something mm-hmm. that I can kind of, you know, it's a door that I've got a key to, basically. And now if I want...
It's very Alice in Wonderland. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I can unlock that door, go through it, and suddenly everything starts shifting and and changing.
It does make you think about the physical world, though, doesn't it? I mean, like... Because our whole world is just how do we see it through our brain, right? Through our mind's eye, and what you're describing sounds very matrixy in its the fluidity of it all. Like, I mean, we think the door is there, maybe it isn't. Maybe it's, you know, further away, closer to us, not there at all. Like,
yeah, and then how much do we trust what we feel? How much can we trust what we experience and what we know? You know, is this real? Yeah. Is this experience I'm having just because of the cough medicine that I drank as a 5-year-old or some head trauma?
But it does. The word real is important there because we use the word real to describe a lot of things, and it's not as real as it is, right? So the word real isn't even that real. And I drank some potion apparently.
You know, I'm glad I got real with you about my Alice in Wonderland syndrome anyway.
Me too, John. Me too.
Well, that was great, Robin.
One of our very best, John.
And if you want to hear more, you should come over to patreon.com/thefull360 and join us for our bonus episodes.
Weekly posts.
And good vibe community.
And what was that address again, John?
patreon.com/thefull360.